There's a lot of f***ing into the club tonight. What? What? But it's gonna be aight.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go, plenty more, big show. It is The Usual Suspects as we have 2 full hours still on the docket. It's
that
Barry,
first
Nick,
hour
and Joel.
Went fast.
It did. I thought it was, and I thought we moved around. I know that some people were slightly offended that we talk about Doggy Dong.
Whatever.
But, you know, it was in a humorous fashion.
Those people don't appreciate good radio.
Not Doggy Dung. Doggy
no.
Dong.
Dog penis.
There you go, dog penis.
Yeah, we talked national championship. We talked Astros.
Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about your favorite basketball team.
The Harlem Globetrotters?
No. Although we could play Sweet Georgia Brown if you want to just get in the mood.
Is that whistling song?
Yeah.
That's Sweet Georgia Brown?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that had a name. Yeah. I thought that was the Harlem Globetrotters anthem.
Theme song?
Yeah.
No. It's called Sweet Georgia Brown.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really, there's no words to the song, but at some point, towards the end, someone laughs and goes, ha, 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 Sweet Georgia Brown.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nick, play Sweet Georgia Brown.
I'll be damned. Look, he's busy pulling audio, and you're just yelling at him.
Sure, why not? You're going to, just like old times, Nick. Keenan, Travis, we're just going to tell you what songs to play and just get this now and...
Just demanding.
Work. Yeah, just do it now and we'll talk about it later.
Is this it?
I don't know. That's a different version of it, but yeah.
This is probably the original, huh?
Yeah, this is like an old version. Who sings it?
I don't know who sings it, but the Globetrotters.
I don't think there's
it.
Any
if
singing.
If you just put Sweet Georgia Brown Globetrotters, it'll probably be the whistling one. But yeah, that's it. When they play the Washington Nationals. There you go.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Okay.
It's a good tune, though.
That is a good tune.
Man, it really
if you
is.
Don't like the Globetrotters.
Yeah. And I grew up with... They were legendary. As well as you know, guys like Michael Jordan.
Did you
Kobe
go to
Bryant.
A game before? Have you been to a Globetrotters?
So every night, every New Year's Eve, the Globetrotters played in Milwaukee.
Why?
And me and
Why
my
New
buddies,
Year's Eve?
It's just one of those things, you know, kind of like when they come here. It used to be like, I guess, after the rodeo or one of the buildings would take it. It was kind of like a tour stop. Every year, they'd try and do it at the same time. So every year in Milwaukee, it was New Year's Eve. And our parents realized that if me and my best friend went, that they didn't even really need a babysitter because we would just go and be at the Globetrotter game all night and then come home and they'd already be doing whatever they got to do. And so we used to go, but we got kind of smart and we started talking to the Globetrotters saying, you guys need ball boys like, you know, they do. And we ended up like being on the benches.
Oh, nice.
And had good seat. You know, so we had a great seat for it. And then you had legends like Curly Neal, Geese Osby, Meadowlark Lemon, and they would give us their wristband at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, thought that was going to school with the red, white, and blue wristbands and all that
the
stuff.
Originals.
We were just like, oh. Yeah, and then, you know, Sweet Lou Dunbar, who's a Houston guy, before the cartoon, before it was like, now you don't know these guys. They were like, okay, college players looking to keep playing basketball.
Right.
So they go to the Globetrotters. Back in the day, you knew their names, and they were big deals. A lot of those guys in the Hall of Fame.
They still come up here. I see them every once in a while in the studio. I don't know who our connect is.
It was last year. I think Craig Larson brings them in.
I think it's once a year. I don't know. I think, Craig Larson is probably the guy who sets it up.
In the last 2 months, they were here up in the station because they did Salisbury's TV show, too.
They come into town,
and
that's when they come. Okay, that makes sense.
But, I mean, some of their old skits, and again, you've seen them every year, but it was still always fun, and they were – like Meadowlark Lemon would sit there and do your shot, but he would do it from half court and then three quarters court.
Yeah.
And almost every night he made one from each location.
I am a pioneer. I pioneered the 3-point hook shot. They stole it. They pretty much stole it. So, but I used to geek out when it would come on TV.
I would just
be so jazzed.
ABC Wide World of Sports had the Globetrotters.
Is that who it was?
Yep.
I don't remember who. I just know when I saw it, I was like, yes.
And you know, one of the skits was he had a bucket, which you thought was water.
Yeah.
And it would be confetti, and everybody in the whole section would freak out the water was coming. It was confetti. And then when he did it to one of the players, there was actually water, or the referee, there was water in
right.
it. But yeah, it was, you know, yuck, yuck kind of skit humor, but it was the Globetrotters.
I used to love it. I used to always, and then I would be like, man, I'd start to think, was it the Washington
Generals?
Generals?
Yep.
they suck so bad. Why don't they get some better players?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they're not supposed to win.
This was WWE like, before what? WWE was all a setup.
Yeah, I feel like, though, if you tell somebody that the Washington Generals aren't, it's like saying certain things about Christmas.
Yep.
Like, which I won't say because there could be kids in the
I
car.
I thought you were going to.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm a respectable adult.
Yep. You're absolutely, well, I wouldn't go that far, but.
Shut your mouth. Did you, now, when we talked baseball, when we talked preview, we talked a little bit about the rookie managers.
Yeah.
And we talked about Dave Martinez of the Nationals and Aaron Boone of the Yankees.
Yep.
Alex Cora of the Red Sox. Another guy that I mentioned was Gabe Kapler and how he thinks outside the box and how he's has a different approach to managing and very analytical and using analytics a lot.
Because he spent some time in the front office.
Not a good start for old Gabe out in Philly. Did you see?
I did.
Remember, I told you, and I even mentioned it in my preview on Sports Map, where I said these rookies, you know, Aaron Boone might be the worst of them. He forgot to warm a guy up.
In spring training.
In spring training. He goes, Dylan Betances comes out of the game. They go bottom of the inning. They go back to the top. There's nobody warmed up. They had to get Betances for cooling down to come back in the game. It was like, yuck. He better not do that during the regular season. Well, guess what Gabe Kapler did? Exactly that. Vincent Velasquez was pitching. He's at 69 pitches, two outs in the third inning. Kapler went to the mound to make a change. Only problem was Milner, who had already pitched twice in the first 2 days of the season, was his choice. Milner hadn't thrown a warm-up pitch yet. He wasn't even ready. So Kapler tries to stall, which is a big no-no. Eventually, the umpire felt bad. Jerry Lane, the crew chief, let Milner throw a few extra warm-up pitches than is normally allowed just to prevent injury out of the kindness of his heart, but turned it into MLB. He reported it.
Well, and then they got on top of it, the Braves, wrist. Who they're playing, their manager is ticked off that they're doing this because he knows it's an advantage that you're getting a pitcher that's not warmed up. He gets tossed for having a problem with the fact that they were giving extra pitches to the pitcher.
And then the other part, the bad part is throughout these three games, Kapler used in three games, he used 18 different pitchers, including a position player.
Because they were getting blown out.
Well, no, because he pulled a guy really early. Because he didn't like the matchup. He pulled a guy. It's like, I want to say it was at 70 pitches. It might've been Vargas or whatever, but just really bad start for him. He's probably overthinking it and really trying to impress people and show how smart he is. And sometimes ease into it, which I say that, I really thought that the four outfielder thing was going to be something we rarely saw this year. And lo and behold, the Astros do it the first two games against the Rangers with Gallo. But it made sense to use it at the time, I suppose. And it was successful. So maybe we'll see it more than I thought. But I certainly didn't think that they would be pulling that out right away. But if you're new, if you're a rookie manager like Kapler on a team that's really has a lot of promise, dude, just ease into it.
No doubt about it.
Give yourself a chance. Just go out there and manage by the book. And then slowly start to take your style.
Because you know what you do with that? You send the message to your players that you aren't ready for primetime.
Right.
And so they lose faith in you. And you know how fickle baseball is and how important decision-making can be. That you can't lose your locker room in the first couple weeks of the season.
I felt bad for him, but it's like, well, you kind of did it to yourself.
Yeah, you had that one coming. There's no doubt about it. That one's one that, only you can prevent forest fires, Smokey. And you set that one ablaze.
Is Gurriel going to play tonight? Is that the...
No, he's been put on the DL.
So he has been put on the DL.
So they did use it just to bump while he was still hurt. They used it to erase the suspension.
So retroactive to opening day?
Yeah.
We need to look it up.
But yet the suspension is gone because he was not on the DL, so he was assumed to be ready for active duty. So, therefore, he served the five games.
Yeah, it says, let me see if I can find where it's retroactive to. So, they said rehabilitation for the injury was apparently progressing faster than anticipated. We mentioned that. He was hitting high-velocity pitches off the pitching machine on March 25th. And then they said no setback. It's just a tedious process to make sure he's capable of handling major league pitching. So, I don't see if it's a retroactive...
I'll
see if I can
find
that.
But you're with me, though, that they, regardless, the suspension has been erased.
Yes. He went through his 5 days, right. So he wasn't on the DL. And I guess it wouldn't have mattered. If you would have put him on the DL to start the season and he missed 10 games, and then he came back, he would sit through five games. This way, you got those out of the way, and then they're going to put him on the DL. So
it's pretty safe to say, though, it was a cagey move by the Astros front office smart. To erase that suspension. Yeah. So there you have that. So we can continue to talk some baseball if you'd like. We've got Rockets to talk about as well, as they are at home again tonight against the John Wall returned Washington Wizards, as Wall and Beal are back in the backcourt for the Wiz. So the Rockets with a home game. We'll see how much D'Antoni sticks to what he said, which is the guy's got to play. So therefore, we'll see if it's going to be rest or rust for the Rockets as they take the floor. And plenty more to get to as well. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, HRNP listener line is open. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We'll be right back. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Knee deep, hour number two. Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, Joel in studio on a Tuesday. We still have to pick a way back Wednesday for tomorrow.
Yeah, somebody texted the show wanting to know that. What is the theme for tomorrow?
I don't think we've decided, which we normally don't do. Well, don't decide till we get to the end of the show.
I know we talked about last week, Nick was so adamant about how bad 1980 sucked. He was like, my birthday year was way better.
I bet you it was.
1983?
Yep.
So we could do that.
We could do that. I'm with that.
We also had the suggestion yesterday, and I don't remember who it was from. I would have to go back on Twitter and look.
I saw it.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
I kind of
liked
it.
Fatherly advice?
Yeah, songs that have fatherly advice in them, like The Gambler.
Oh, that's why you liked it.
Or Coward of the County. No. God, no.
George Michael, figure? Is that what you're...
No, there's no
advice. That wouldn't qualify anyway, would it?
Yeah, there's no advice. I don't think it would. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I will be your father figure.
But that...
Put your tiny thing in mine.
No, not that. Not that, no.
Oh, well, that shows you how many lyrics I know in George Michael songs.
I do love that the people couldn't hear that in our ear. Nick goes, isolated.
Yep. At least I was laughing during it instead of just deadpanning it.
That's great.
I knew what I was saying.
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. No.
And by the way, Amos, I'm not older than Fred, so suck it, because I like that. And next time, have the balls to tag me so I can respond.
Oh.
There. Speaking of social media and other texts and stuff. I'm sure we've gotten plenty.
Yeah, we have. So somebody wanted to know, what's the theme for tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday?
Okay.
Okay. So I said, Barry, who's your all-time favorite comedian? Mine's Greg Giraldo. He was way more than just a roast comic. That's from
you know
Jared.
Him?
Oh, Greg Giraldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, really funny. He passed away, but really funny dude. Man, I hate to say it, but the whole reason I wanted to get into comedy was Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to go with Cosby. He's to blame for... Me,
a lot of things.
Yeah. Me being in comedy. If you hate the fact that we talk comedy on this show because I'm a stand-up comedian, blame Cosby. If you hate the fact that there's...
I would like to talk to 75 you about
women.
What I put in your Jell-O pudding.
Yes. So I would have to go Cosby just because that's what inspired me. But it's not like I'm sitting down listening to the
but
himself
we've been through
record.
This before. Cosby, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. There's some of the greats. But I mean, nowadays there's guys... I used to watch a lot of Def Comedy Jam. That's when... I remember doing, I had memorized the entire Bill Cosby himself special.
Mm.
And I would do it in my living room for my family or whatever. But like what really made me, what motivated me was Def Comedy Jam. So seeing guys like Dave Chappelle before he was big, Arnaz Jay, guys like that. It was, all that Def Comedy Jam I really enjoyed a lot.
I told you, too, that show Make Me Laugh was always funny. That was before Gallagher got big.
Right.
A guy by the name of Bobby Van was the host.
Okay.
His wife was a lady by the name of Elaine Joyce, who was on a lot of TV shows, and she was kind of a celebrity too. But yeah, he used to have like all kinds of big time comedy guys that ended up big time. But at the time, some of them were pretty somewhat known, but other the ways that you were like the $25,000 pyramid in that circle. But it was you and a comedian, and they had like a minute and a half to make you laugh, and it was just a barrage of jokes.
Nice.
And it was a pretty cool show.
I don't
show.
Think I remember it, but I remember hearing about it, but I don't think I ever watched it. Somebody wanted to know, has anyone ever seen OU Mike? Is he a real dude or just someone messing around? I've never met the guy.
Me either.
Not in person. I've never seen him. Or even on pictures. I haven't really seen
him. I mean, we've discussed what we thought he would look like on this show, but I don't think he's ever gone to an event. I don't think he's ever... It may be that...
But isn't that telling, though?
Well,
You'd have to take his horse on the road to get to where we were.
I think it's more the perimeter of your ankle bracelet. You can only go so far away from the trailer before the cops come and get you. So that's probably why we've never seen him.
Wherever we are, the signs normally are instituted, no shirt, no shoes.
And we're usually within 50 yards of a school, so he can't. All right.
Yeah. And, you know, and he wears the coveralls without a shirt underneath. Yes. So that's a violation, too.
Somebody said, even if that dog, because we were talking about earlier, your friend's dog, who was very fat and his penis drags the ground. And it said, even if that dog lost 30 pounds, his penis would still drag the ground because he would gain an inch. That's true. We discussed that.
Legitimately, that's a good point.
That's why we have the best listeners, because they get it. Yep. They listen.
Well, not all of them, but most of them.
Now, did you watch the Astro game last night?
I did.
Okay. Did you get the chance to see Colby Rasmus at bats?
It was on. I saw him in the outfield. I saw him, like, you know, whenever if he was on base or someone kind of crossed the path. Because
somebody texted and said, is it me or did Colby Rasmus look like he's been smoking a lot of crystal meth since he left the Astros? No.
But he looked different.
Well, you know why? I didn't notice that last night. He's not putting the lotion in the hair anymore. It's not wet. Remember, he would always go up with the wet hair. Yeah. And he talked about the fact that he was putting lotion in his hair to keep it wet, to keep his neck cool because he would get hot. He's not doing that anymore. He's just got the dry mullet now.
It was kind of Trey-ish. Juggalo Trey doesn't have a mullet. But what comes out of the hat area.
It was more Garrett Cole.
Okay.
Than anything. Yeah. But no, he doesn't look like he's on crystal meth. He's a little skinnier.
Okay.
I think he was missing a tooth. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. Somebody said, so I'm in the woodlands listening to you guys talk about dog wieners with my windows and doors open. I step out of my truck and this lady's standing there looking at me very strangely. Yeah. Well, you're welcome. This is the joy we bring to your life.
That internal chuckle that you had because you know what the rest of them don't.
When you went, oh, man.
It's good stuff.
This is why people blast us in the pickup line at school.
Yeah.
Because they know they're going to be in line waiting for their kids with the windows down, and tons of soccer moms are going to hear coming from their car discussions of dog penis. It's going to happen.
It's
how we roll.
That's going to happen. You know what's not going to happen? Nick's very upset about this.
Uh-oh.
Reports are now finalizing what we all thought was going to happen and is now going to be true. Alvarez, Golovkin, and the rematch on Cinco de Mayo will not happen.
So he ate some contaminated meat. Big deal.
I'm kind of surprised.
You've ate your share of contaminated meat, haven't you?
You know, you mentioned Nick. Wow. I would have hit him with his...
Oh, I have it ready.
Put your tiny thing in mine. There you go.
Oh my God, that's great.
I just wanted to go to Vegas, man. I hope
you didn't care about the fight.
I've heard them. They're talking about like finding a replacement.
Nobody
for
wants
him.
To go. See
yeah, but
that,
the thing
though.
Is, for Cinco de Mayo, if you want it to be a moneymaker, you need Canelo on the card, and that's what makes.
I see Chavez Jr. volunteered, and they were like, "That's going to be no.
Yeah, we're good.
I mean, they might still do it. I don't know. I'd have to ask.
Fred and AJ were bummed about it. AJ actually bought seats for the actual fight, too. I hope there's a refund on those.
Why would he do that?
Because he and his buddy wanted to actually go to the fight and not just either be put in the pay-per-view room.
You didn't hear about that?
Yeah, they were talking about it on the air.
The service charge was like $3.25.
Yep. Just the service charge.
But
yep.
He can get his money back, right?
I hope so.
Probably not for the service charge.
Fight. Here's the problem. They cancel the fight. You can if they just change participants. No, if they just change participants.
Oh, that does make sense.
Because it says card subject to change without notice.
Ooh.
So then you're just stuck watching a bump.
That sucks.
Yeah. For $3.25 for a service charge? Mm. Man, suck it, Ticketmaster and MGM and whoever else. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not... That's... I feel bad
Latin
for him.
Latin fans would have been crazy. That would have been such a fun fight to go to, but...
There would have been a lot of... There would have been a lot of cervezas.
For sure.
Somebody said this is that Devin that we talked about, the guy that got shot live
right,
on.
Right.
He said that's a friend of mine, and he is responsive in fighting, so prayers out for Devin.
No doubt, man.
We got a Way Back Wednesday suggestion.
Okay.
Songs about or dealing with cars.
Well, then you're going to play Gary Newman again.
I surely would. Yeah, I totally
would. That's taken already. I got it on my list.
Well, we know what one thing we're not going to do, Barry, and this is why, first of all...
How is that on your list if that's not even the topic yet?
I mean, that's a pretty good song.
It's a really good song.
It's a real good song.
Stop trying to steal. No.
Last time you did this, you know what happened? We made sure that wasn't the topic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No, we're definitely not doing it.
And here's
now.
The other thing. We're not going to specifically pick a year, even if it is your damn birthday. It's just so that you can go, well, it was on the charts then, but it was released the year before.
Check
your
each and every song.
So wait,
each and every song.
So we're not doing 1983?
We still could. I'm just saying that Mr. Technicality.
Okay, because I spent a lot of time last night. Because I remembered it from last week.
Oh, see? Here we go.
So my list is 401.
Here comes Barry's list.
He's got it in a draft.
To go. Yeah, I got the email ready. I remembered last night. I was like, oh, we said 1983.
You know what? I really don't want to do 1983
well,
anymore.
Well, listeners, now you know. The door is wide open for a topic for the Wayback Wednesday show. Give us your suggestions, 713-780-3776. Text them or tweet us. Don't tweet Barry.
Here's how I know Ronnie doesn't pay attention, because he said, do your birth years. We've already established the fact that we can't do that. Joel, tell him why.
Because we're done with this segment, and therefore that means we're at the midway point in the big show.
Joel, well, tell him. Nick, tell him why we can't do birth years.
Well, Joel doesn't want to reveal his birth date.
Just do a year. You don't have to do your age. Maybe
he's going
to
try and convince you now.
It could be one before or one after.
I don't really care that much. I mean, about whether if he's affected by it.
Can we just guess a range? Can we just say, like, all right, are you between 40 and 45? 46
to 50?
Then
one day I threw out the year. You're like, that's not it. I'm like, all right, well, then we're not doing this anymore. I'm done.
I don't remember that, do you?
It's like your first sexual experience. That's not it! All
right. Put your tiny thing in mind.
Put your tiny thing in mind. Oh, boy. I got to go. We're at the midway point. It's official. Now Nick's getting me. We got to get Nick at some point.
You don't like it, do you?
I was fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with the second half of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Come join us at Tastemakers April 4th. That's tomorrow, folks. April 4th, Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants. And an open bar. That's right, open bar. I said open bar. You did not hear that wrong. There will be an open bar. Don't mind if I do participate in that. Tickets are on sale now for only $55. Log on to culturemap.com/tastemakers. That's culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab some tickets while they last. They are going to be $65 at the door. Save yourself a little cash, get that open bar, eat some delicious food. It all goes down tomorrow at Silver Street Studios. Get there early. I suggest Ubering. That's probably the best thing to do. When we went for the Super Bowl party, we Ubered at Silver Street Studios. That is definitely the way to go. But yeah, make sure you get there. I think Bun B is the MC. It's going to be a lot of fun. culturemap.com/tastemakers for more information.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, sir. Welcome back to the show. This is usual. Somebody said that they... Mandy said she enjoys freaking the PTA moms out. Sitting in a car in my pickup line blasting y'all. Love all the PTA moms looks I get. Because the moms like, did that man just say dog penis on the radio?
Put your tiny thing in mine.
Or that on the radio.
Nick's got a new toy.
Yeah, I love evidently
it. Thank God. It's not me barking.
Oh, I still got yours on,
no,
on cue.
We don't. You know what? You don't need to play that. That's not. I don't need it. No one needs to hear that again. Have you guys done duos or trios for Wayback Wednesday yet? I think we have.
I don't know that we have.
I don't think we have either.
I don't think so.
I think we did duos.
Okay.
I do. Jamel Matthews on Twitter. Love the show. Definitely the greatest sports radio show on earth.
That's awesome.
Always gives me a great laugh and a good perspective on sports. Hashtag unmatched. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate you listening. Very much so. And Clayton Sutherland is really trying to push my buttons today. It's not going to happen, Clayton. I'm in a good mood.
Why is he trying to?
I had an Epsom salt bath last night. It's not going to happen.
I don't even want to get into that.
What? You probably don't, because it involves my balls, and I don't think we want to talk about that anymore.
Keep them from scraping on the ground?
No, not that. Not that at all. It's probably, you know, I'm an open book when it comes to this show, and I share with you guys.
More open than just the book.
I share with you guys everything. I'm pretty sure you don't want to know about this.
I'm sure you did some manscaping and had the Epsom salts.
No, but an Epsom salt bath is very relaxing.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah. Turns out that wasn't what it was.
Uh-oh.
Did you know they can turn on you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I won't go into details. Just
I think you already have.
Yeah, there's already too many details that have been revealed at this point.
It's you can get like a slot machine in there. Things can spin like they're not supposed to. And it hurts.
E.T.
What?
Home.
Why are you doing E.T. right now?
Because I never mind. Because I'd give it away.
Ouch. That? No. All right. Did you hear this story about Josh Donaldson whistling at the White Sox?
You were filling me in, but it is rather
pretty
humorous.
Funny. Yeah. So apparently the White Sox first base coach, his name is Daryl Boston.
He used to play in the league.
Yeah. And he tried to learn how to whistle so he could get people in position on the field and tell them where to go and all that. And he never could. So he went out and he bought a whistle, which he uses for out to get like outfielders' attention. Right. And and also he'll blow the whistle when there's a nice play on the field or whatever. Well, apparently he found Josh Donaldson didn't like the whistle because it was shrill and annoying.
Yeah.
And Daryl Boston found out that he didn't like it. So right before Donaldson went to the plate to bat, Boston gave him a couple of tweets on the whistle, and it pissed Donaldson off, and he hit a home run. And then when he's rounding the bases across the plate, he's making the whistle symbol with his fingers in his mouth and looking directly into the dugout at Daryl Boston and doing it. And Boston had a great quote. He said, I was informed ahead of time that Donaldson wasn't particularly thrilled about the whistle, and he showed me he was not. So I hit him with a whistle a couple times hard before he went to the plate, so you can pin that home run on me. That's awesome.
Now, did they win the game?
I would have to look. I'd have to go back and look and see if that was the deciding.
Because that would suck.
Right, yeah.
I don't think you'd be so quick to admit, yeah, you know, that was on me if it was a deciding home run.
Well, I mean, unless it was 1-0, right?
But I'm just, you know, if it's like a one run game, you don't want that to be the run.
They lost 4-2.
Okay, close enough.
Martin hit a go ahead home run, so it wasn't Josh Donaldson's home run.
Okay. The other one that I was telling you about was this new Mets thing. You know, kind of off the heels of the Yankees. That guy that did the thumbs down, and then all the Yankees that we had to see way too much in the Astros playoff series with the thumbs down every time they got a hit or whatever.
Right.
Well, the Mets have one that they're calling the salt and pepper shaker.
Okay.
So you know, like when you take the ground pepper at a restaurant, you have to twist it.
Yes.
So they do that twisting motion with both, like one hand is holding the pepper shaker and the other hand's twisting it. So it's almost right. Like yeah. So
I wonder why they do that.
Yeah. So that's what they're calling it. But when they do it, it really looks like something else. And I think it's one of these deals where, and there was an article I was reading.
Like a shake weight?
Worse than, yeah, no.
Worse?
Yeah.
Doing the shake weight now?
Look it up. And I think it's on Deadspin or Barstool too, where they actually have, where in the off season, they were planning on doing this. So all the Mets were in some place where there was snow and they were doing a snowman. And they were like, looks like he still needs a salt and pepper shaker. And they started doing it with the snow like they were going to snap one on the snowman. Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with spicing up your meal, if you know what I mean.
I'm looking at it. They just give it a couple turns. It's nothing. It doesn't look that bad. I mean, it's not like they're cupping something and then.
No, but at the same time, when you look at other guys doing it and some of the guys, the way they're doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a little bit more animated.
They're hip thrusting when they do the salt and pepper shaker?
Some. Although on that note, already when we talk about long baseball games, last night there was a 14-inning game between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, Puig gets a ball in right field and hoses a guy at second base to keep the Dodgers in the game in extra innings. And immediately upon the out sign being given by the umpire, he gives literally everything. He does 3-4 full-blown pelvic thrust, give it to me. And it's like, if the league doesn't say anything about that.
Really?
I mean, he is just giving it in the outfield. If you can find it, it is. I looked at it. I was like, oh, come on now. That is like way over the top. But that's him. That's who he is.
He got a little happy with it?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of early. And then everybody's like, oh, this is. And again, because of one game. This is where they start saying, now we need that runner on second base in every extra inning because these games are going way too long.
That was the thing they were talking about with Gabe Kapler. The average game time was like 4 hours in the first three Phillies games because of all the moves he was making. So that's, again, this whole six visits to the mound, that's not speeding up the game. Other things are going to have to happen. And that's, I told myself, I'm going to remind myself halfway through the season to check and see what game times are now compared to last year, halfway through the season, and see if it's really making a material difference or not.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to check it out.
A couple more Astros things. What, Correa's toe, not a big concern, I don't believe, but he came out of the game early.
Yeah.
Probably miss a game or two, I'm guessing.
He said he might miss today, AJ Hinch, but he's not sure. It's more of a precautionary.
Yeah.
Here's the thing
about
that.
He just fouled a ball off of that toe.
In the Rangers series, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch? Oh, you were at the game, Nick. Did you watch the AT&T Sportsnet or did you watch ESPN?
I watched the AT&T Sportsnet.
I watched ESPN.
Okay.
If you're going to do a game of this magnitude, but you're going to do it with teams that you're obviously going to need to know a lot of stuff about, watch the game the team played previously because Correa heard it the game before. He heard it the last game in Arlington, and you could see him limping around the bases the last time up, and he actually had to, he scored, and you could see he was still kind of favoring it all the way around the bases. If you're ESPN, don't sit there for an inning going, God, I wonder when he did that. Do we have any replays? Did he stub it on the base? What's he done? Just do a little homework as I'm hitting the desk.
Another sentiment to the fact that national media outlets still don't give Houston its respect, and sometimes they're justified, but that, there's no excuse.
No, but they're justified when they can't get the sheet off the pennant. I mean, just certain
that
times,
was bad.
Certain times they deserve what they get, right?
What did they say on ESPN about that? Were they roasting them pretty bad? They were. Oh, well, it happens. Well,
looks like there's a snag.
All right, if you want to eat healthy, if you want to lose weight, I got a solution for you. Maybe you just want good food that's ready to heat and eat. I've got a solution for you. Maybe you just want you don't want to have to leave the house to get your meals for the week. I've got a solution for you. HealthyGourmet.com is the solution. If you want to eat healthy, lose weight, get food that tastes good and is ready to go, no prep, and you don't even want to leave the house, it meets all of those check boxes. HealthyGourmet.com. Get started today. You can customize your meals online. Today, I had the chicken korma, which I really like. It's chicken breast and cauliflower in this korma sauce. Tastes absolutely amazing. And the cool thing about HealthyGourmet.com is you can go online and choose like a carb option. So if you want to add some brown rice to that chicken korma, or maybe you want to add some quinoa or jasmine rice, they have it all there available for you. Like I'm looking at it right now. I can add some jasmine rice for 50 cents. You throw it in there. Now you got your carbs for the day and you customize your meal. That's what's so awesome about HealthyGourmet.com. You log on, you customize your meal plan for the week. If you order $99 or more, they ship it for free. So today is what, Tuesday? If you get your order in by midnight today, Tuesday at HealthyGourmet.com, you will have your meals by Friday. So you're ready to go for next week's meals. No prep, no dishes, no nothing. It could not be simple or easier to lose weight than HealthyGourmet.com. So log on and get started, and I'll save you some more money, too, outside of the $99 in free shipping. Use promo code ESPN975 when you check out, and you'll save another 10% off your order. And that order can be vegan meals, low-carb, gluten-free, paleo, whatever your lifestyle, Healthy Gourmet has an option for you. No commitments, no minimum orders. All the food is delicious. It's heated. You throw it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. That vacuum seal, it creates a moisture barrier, and it heats the food for you, and it comes out really, really good. So check it out. HealthyGourmet.com. Log on and get started losing weight today.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This is not good.
The legal eagle is taking video, evidence to show it was not me that broke the mic stand on the new desk.
Oh, God bless it. I can't.
AD's going to kick your ass.
No, he's not. This is not. Look how low it is.
Why don't you keep showing me that it's not supposed to bend that way until it snaps off and now you're
I've got to lower my
shrinking.
Chair so I can talk into the microphone like an adult, but now I look like a child.
Well, at least you look like you sound.
All right. That was uncalled for. Are you calling me a child?
Hey, no, I'm not calling you that. So the Rockets back in action tonight, and it's interesting. We talked about this a little bit after the game in San Antonio, and Mike D'Antoni is done with all this rest stuff. He believes that it's time for this team to get back to playing the way they're supposed to be playing. The only way to do that is to get out and play. And I called it rust versus rest. He's blaming Harden's three-point shooting slump on resting too much. Paul was pissed the other night in San Antonio that he didn't play, but he's now missed five of the last six games. And with five games left in the regular season against some formidable opponents this week, maybe it's time to tune it back up and ratchet it back up so that you can get back in the swing of things before you start worrying about one game at a time.
Well, what's wrong with, I don't mind that they play, but what's wrong with just limiting their minutes?
Oh, and I said that. I wrote an article
for
Sports Map on that.
Let them get out there and play, but limit the minutes. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't know. They're going to do what they're going to do. I feel like we've beat this to death, but blaming the fact that they're rested, that almost seems just as silly as saying that they're tired.
AD's
look, AD, like, I'm telling you, bro, somebody bent this pole. It's broke, and it wasn't me. I have pictures. I have proof. Don't give me the what's up like I did it, AD. I didn't do this. I'm not an animal. Look how strong I'm not. I didn't do that. God, I hate this place. I'm in trouble for something I didn't do now.
Oh, he did it. Now everybody's coming in. Going, here's the mic stand that Barry broke.
Joel, I don't need you getting me in trouble with AD. He already hates me. He already doesn't like me. Now I'm going to be in trouble again.
I wonder why he hates you. All you do is break stuff.
Oh, my God. I need to move. I'm going to go on the other side. That way I don't have to look at Nick. I don't know. I don't know about this. Hi, sir. There's a guy in there. Who is that? What's his name, Nick?
John Mastriani.
John Mastriani. Hi. I've heard you.
From the Mastriani Law Firm.
Yeah.
Look at us pulling
Welcome,
it out.
Welcome, John.
John, you need to get
Thanks
in the gym.
Thanks for being here.
Seriously, you need to start working out.
John, if I get in trouble for breaking this mic stand, can you represent me at Gal Media? Because... Yeah, you will? Because I'm being falsely accused of breaking this mic stand, and I won't stand for this. We're going to get paid, John, you and me, against AD. You're going down, AD. Suck it. That's right.
Oh, he's coming in. He's coming
now
in.
Now I got
door's
a lawyer
open.
Now. I ain't scared.
Oh,
all right.
Evidently not.
You're damn right.
So, Nick, what do you think? Because I wrote about it for Sports Map. Barry's talked about it and written about it. We've exhausted it, like he said, but... Based on D'Antoni's comments, I expect them to play. It'll be interesting to see how many minutes against a good backcourt when you want Paul and Harden to be out there, but you're going to play Beal and Wall, and those guys are hungry, and they're fighting for positioning in the East. It's going to be interesting tonight.
It's hard for me to go back because I was one of the advocates of them resting for a while, too, and then they bring up good points like, well, you know, James Harden is on a bit of a shooting slump, and he needs that rhythm. You know the minutes are going to intensify, not only increase, but intensify in the postseason. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a – I'm not an NBA coach. I don't know if limited minutes is enough minutes to get you back into a rhythm. Joel, you can probably speak better on that. But, I mean, what is a fair amount of minutes? James Harden averages what?
A
35
lot.
Minutes a game, I want to say.
Plus 35, easy.
Is 25 too little? I mean, where's the number?
Here's
you know
the
mean?
Thing as a coach where it becomes difficult because you got to balance the temperamental egos of these guys too. When Harden plays, he wants to play the whole game. Paul obviously is the same way. If he's going to be out there, especially if, like, say they both get to their 25-minute max, but then in the fourth quarter in a two-point game, they both want to be out there. And I love that because they should. That's their good competitive spirit and fire. On the flip side, though, when you look at this, we've already said, when you've wrapped up everything – and you look at the injuries that have plagued most teams in the league, and so many teams now are either hoping a guy comes back or trying to get him in shape in time so that they can still have an impact. Minnesota, Golden State, Washington tonight getting Wall back. Everybody, there's plenty of teams dealing with San Antonio's deal. you've got to balance both sides of the equation. The biggest thing is when they're out there to get their rhythm back or to not lose it, put them out there with the same guys that they're going to be playing with. Because therefore, you're going to be in the same spots. You're going to have the same tendencies. So that guys know where you're going to go and what you're going to be looking for. But at the same point in time, Mario Elie's of the firm belief Joe Johnson's going to be fine in the playoffs and a guy you can rely on. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know why he's thinking that.
I don't see that.
He just hasn't shot very well, and he does kind of look a bit sloppy. And I think if he made some of his shots, he would look a bit younger. And I don't know. I guess, you know, he does have the playoff experience that you would want to have in the event that you are going deep in the playoffs. But I don't know if that's going to really carry over if he hasn't really gotten to a rhythm in the regular season. So it's going to be interesting to see. I felt like looking at the roster, perhaps you can look at some of these players and say, this guy is better off sitting than playing and getting back to a rhythm. And this guy might be okay with sitting. This guy might be better off playing. But then you mentioned, well, keep him in with the same guys with the same lineup. That way they know their positions and where they are on the floor. It's just a tough decision to make. It's just a tough decision
Here's
to make.
Thing. You know what? You know it's not a tough decision is when Chris Paul can't go because of his left leg.
Knee.
And he re-injures it.
Yep.
That's or Capella injures that thumb. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck beating the Pelicans if Capella injures that thumb.
This team has proven as good and as they are low. When all three of those guys are together, when they're missing them, they're not the same team. No. I'm not going to say that their record sucks because their record's been great all year. But look, they're a different team and one of those guys was missing. The only thing that I will say is I'm not impressed by what Joe Johnson has done to this point. And ISO Joe has not been able to do that. His low post game
really
has not been what he used to be able to do. He used to be known as a shooter. He doesn't do that. The one thing that I think that solidified in this last stretch of rest was Gerald Green with the shot against Phoenix pretty much iced his spot as being a guy that's going to be in the rotation come playoffs.
Yeah. But Joe Johnson kind of has like that Gerald Green-like decision-making sometimes as of late. He's like taking bad shots.
He's
putting pressure on himself, I'm assuming, and he's trying to solidify his spot in the lineup.
Bring back Tim Quarterman.
He hadn't gone anywhere yet.
He hasn't?
No.
They need that guy in. He's his PER, 22.3.
Because he played when they were up like 24 or down 20 points.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, look. That's I mean, the Joe
Johnson
thing that
averaging 6.4 points a game in 23 minutes.
If I'm them.
Not back. Not the old Joe.
I don't want Tim Quarterman. I'm kicking the tires on Andrew Bogut. I need all the insurance I can get for the playoffs. Because Nene is only playing 15, but you need him to play a solid 15. And if he's hurt, like last year, it puts you in a bind. I want every insurance policy possible so that this great regular season doesn't get wasted in the playoffs.
Do we remember how long
happens.
He's been out now? Because he's been a free agent for a while, it seems like.
He's eligible. He was cut before the deadline.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's in shape for the playoffs,
that's
right?
What I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm
so
at.
Go get him now. And get him some time and get him some practices and some meaningless games until you get to the postseason. And then he'll practice with you in the playoffs. And if you need him, you got him. And if you don't, you can't be scrapping in the playoffs and adding guys. The rosters are set.
Tough decisions for Mike D'Antoni.
I don't know. I'm just, to be honest with you guys, and it's not you, I know this is our job, but I'm tired of talking about it. Let's just get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like we just, there's five games left, and I think everybody's just reaching for a story when it comes to the Rockets. I'm just ready for the postseason.
And here's the other thing. It's a bonus that, the fans should take great pride in. You got nothing. You got that attitude because you got everything wrapped up.
Right.
But if you look across the league.
We'll warm up in the first round of the playoffs. Ooh, bad mentality, huh?
Yeah.
Could be a scary mentality.
Here's the other thing, though. For a lot of teams in the league and basketball fans, what they do love is everything from 4 through 10 is wide open in the West, and everything including 3 and 4 from 3 on down in the East is up for grabs, including the fact the Cavs are 3, could be 4. Half game separates them and the Sixers. The league's got to be giddy about how many things that are still undecided with a week to play.
Yeah, 3 through 5 in the East within a game, and then 6 through 8 within a game in the East. So,
and the West, well, the West goes all, even the Man. 10 seed could get in.
I don't think San Antonio is catching Portland. I think that's where the separation
begins. I
think 3
is locked up.
Yeah, so you've got San Antonio 17 back, and this is a first, but it gives you an idea. So the Thunder are a half game back of them, and then the Jazz are a game, Timberwolves a game and a half, and the Pelicans too. So 4 through 8 is separated by 2 games max.
And
that's
even,
close.
Aren't 9 and 10 within like 2 games of 8?
Yeah, the Nuggets are within a game of the Pelicans, and the Clippers are within two games of the Pelicans.
So through 10, 4 through 10, wide open in the West. That's what the league wants coming down the final stretch of the season. That'll be fun to watch. Rockets and Wizards tonight at Toyota Center. If you care, you'll see how your Rockets do, and if it's rest or rust or whatever they're dealing with. We got 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go with the big show. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come on back, so don't you go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.